I-35 in Bexar County ranks 35th in the 100 most congested roads in Texas. In Dallas, the heavily traveled highway ranks 9th.
There's over 1,000 people that move to Texas daily. With the highways not being built as quickly to meet those demands, we need to look at other forms of transportation.
TxDOT's Laura Lopez says 12 meetings overall, 4 here in South Texas this week, will evaluate the need for a high-speed rail system. 850 miles from Oklahoma to South Texas will be under consideration. TxDOT leaders say depending on feedback, lines could be added to existing passenger train track, or new rail lines may be built altogether. Options range from conventional Amtrak-type services up to high-speed rail that requires dedicated track. With high-speed rail, speed averages are 100 to 150 miles per hour.
It is currently being reevaluated to see what can be done to help folks use passenger rail instead of using their vehicles to travel, especially for those that live in San Antonio. It may work in Austin. Recreational purposes, just using an alternative form of transportation instead of using their vehicle.
Lines could be extended south of San Antonio and north of Oklahoma City. The study will be completed in December 2014 and will look at costs, benefits, and impacts of every type of service. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.